Canopy Northwest Arkansas, an agency of Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service, has managed to resettle dozens of refugees in its first year of operation. This, despite limits placed on it by the Trump administration. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich takes us to meet one of the families, the Mwendas, forced to flee their Civil War-torn Congo Mountain Village.
Light.
Watada Mwenda and his spouse, Safi Nyasa, repeat English words and phrases during a morning class at Ozark Literacy Council in Fayetteville after the couple agreed to meet up at Canopy. The Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service Agency resettled the Mwendas and their family when they arrived in Fayetteville July 5th. Safi speaks only Swahili, but Watada, who is 64, speaks fluent French, and so does Canopy Executive Director Emily Crane Lynn, who translates for us. Watada Mwenda begins by naming his children, all 11 of them he and Safi were raising in the rural mountain village of Swima along the southeastern edge of Congo before their lives were upended.
Leticia Mwenda, Jules Mwenda, Seti Mwenda, Biombe Mwenda, John Ferruzzi. And then Asukulu Mwenda, Mumunga Mwenda, Josephina Richard, Jocelyn Richard, Musa Mwenda, and Baraka Mwenda. Yes.
Back home, Watada Mwenda ran a successful business selling livestock and minerals to support his large family. But in 2009, the family was targeted by Congolese militia who murdered one of the sons, his son's wife, and kidnapped Watada. The rest of the family escaped. Missionaries later found Watada's tortured body by a roadside, provided him medical treatment, and reunited him with his family. Afraid to return home, the Mwendas crossed the border into Malawi, taking refuge at a United Nations camp. There, father and son set to work scavenging and selling cut timber for income and applying for permanent UN refugee status in the United States. In late 2016, they learned they would be dispatched to Northwest Arkansas. They came with 9 children. 2 more await processing. The 4 youngest ones enrolled in Fayetteville Public Schools. The 5 eldest sons all have jobs and are studying to pass their GED. We asked Watada Mwenda to compare the Ozarks to the Congo.
Yeah, so he said it's really, you can't even compare the two. they're so different. But here in Arkansas, it's a good country. We sleep well, we eat well, we feel safe. We have a good life here.
Watada Mwenda has also found employment.
Yes, I have a job. I'm not making too much money, but I do have a job, and I'm grateful for that. I work in a hotel restaurant.
But his dream American job?
So as of right now, I haven't earned enough money to, you know, have the capital to start a business. But I'm working on saving that for that because I'd like to get into the business of selling precious stones here. You know, we have a lot of precious stones back in the Congo, and I can't go back to the Congo, but I know a lot of people who are coming and going to Malawi, and I could get a business going where I could sell precious stones here in the U.S., and that's my plan. I just have to get some capital.
The Mwendas must leave soon to work, but they asked to share 2 final concerns.
One concern is that my daughter, Leticia, who is still in the camp in Africa, her husband just passed away. And I am very concerned for her now that her husband is passed, how I really want her to come join me here in the U.S. now more than ever. And my second concern is for my son, John, who has had some complications and has not been able to travel to this day. These are my 2 biggest concerns.
Concerned Canopy Resettlement staff, says Executive Director Emily Crane Lynn, are monitoring from their new headquarters near Gregan Township in Fayetteville. Previously, the nonprofit was housed by the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. Canopy has 3 full-time staff and several part-timers. A portion of their budget is funded by the federal government, a third from grants, and the rest from private donations. And despite immigration restrictions imposed by the Trump administration, Canopy met half their quota their first year of operation, ending September 30th.
We've resettled 54 individuals from 5 countries in our first year. So we feel pretty proud of that.
The refugees came from 5 different nations.
The Democratic Republic of Congo, El Salvador, Iraq, Burma, and Cameroon. So it's like a melting pot here. It's really fun.
Crane Lynn says clients are living in Fayetteville, Springdale, Rogers, Fort Smith, and Clarksville. The resettlement process under contract with the U.S. State Department takes around 3 months.
Basically, in those first 3 months, it is a whirlwind. We are getting them signed up for Social Security cards, enrolled in English classes, kids are going to school, they're getting a health screening. They're already all set up in a furnished apartment from the time they get here, so that's taken care of for them. We also help them apply for any public assistance they might be eligible for, food assistance, Medicaid, so they can, get that kind of boost to get started. And then pretty much everything else focuses on employment, because at the end of those 3 months, they have to be able to pay all their own bills by themselves.
Clients meet daily with Canopy's employment specialist for job readiness training, resume writing, and developing job prospects.
We've got folks working in the poultry industry, in hospitality, but also, we've got somebody working as a mechanic, and we've got someone working in a preschool. So, most of the jobs, at least initially, are more service jobs. Folks don't usually have a ton of English or maybe a lot of work history, so that's usually where they start out. But then, from there, we've seen folks transition to more, skilled labor, higher earning jobs.
As qualified permanent residents who can apply for citizenship, certified U.S. refugees are qualified for Medicaid coverage. Crane Lynn says much was accomplished their first year of operation, but due to political challenges, they failed to meet their goal of resettling 100 clients in 2017.
We started out the fiscal year under the Obama administration with a goal of resettling 110,000 refugees throughout the whole country. And then midway through the year, the new administration, really set that goal a lot lower.
Referring to the Trump administration's strict executive actions on immigration and refugee entry, Crane Lynn says right now, 23 million UN registered refugees await resettlement in places like Europe, Asia, and the U.S., and additional 10 million are displaced by conflict or famine. A majority of refugees are from Sudan, Syria, and Afghanistan. Emily Crane Lynn says the Mwenda family arrived just as the Trump administration barred refugees with no bona fide U.S. relations from entering the U.S.
And they would not have been permitted to travel except that there was like some sort of a window for folks who were already booked to be allowed to come. So they squeaked in, I think, the day before the ban took effect.
Canopy's also been forced to adjust its second-year resettlement goals to meet Trump's restrictions.
And he set that number at 45,000, which is the lowest it has ever been. Previously, the lowest number was 67,000. That was set by President Reagan, and it has never gone below 67,000 since then. So, it's really pretty dramatic decrease. And meanwhile, the number of refugees worldwide has shot up dramatically. So there's, we're heading in the opposite direction of where we should be as a country. And that's been pretty devastating to everybody in the resettlement community and kind of baffling, because it's hard to make sense of why we would be retreating from a global crisis. That's never something that we've done as Americans. That's not how we operate. But that's what we're doing in this situation, and it's pretty hard.
Canopy's expecting to resettle 100 more refugees this coming fiscal year. The agency has more than a dozen churches ready to co-sponsor 18 families. But for now, new refugee resettlement is on hold. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
And at Ozarks at Large, we have a link that will take you to a New York Times article published this summer that profiles the Mwenda's journey from Congo to Arkansas. That's at OzarksAtLarge.com.